I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ukraine's blocking a Russian aid convoy. Now, an emergency situation, who rejects aid, right? SGA's Joel Griffith explains Kiev fears the convoy could bring military assistance to pro-Moscow rebels fighting in the east. Meanwhile, the refugees go without. We often say pray, give, or go, and here's why.
Just seeing the body of Christ in action has made a tremendous impact on the Muslim end of things. They've been told by their leaders not to trust evangelicals. Well, here they are, seeing the love of Christ modeled through evangelicals.
Next, it's Independence Day in Pakistan, but Open Doors says there might be a storm brewing instead. An Islamic group has started what they're calling a long march in protest against their government, leaving a wake of violence behind. They claim that their current officials used rigged polls to get their positions. Pakistani Christians are worried. This Islamic group is especially hostile toward Israel, and Christians are often seen as supporting Israel. Pray the issue will be resolved without any violence. And Nepal's feeling pressure to add anti-conversion laws to their constitution. Vision Beyond Borders' Patrick Klein says it shouldn't be a surprise that India is pushing Nepal to make the change.
India is very, very influential in Nepal's politics, and this radical Hindu group that's mostly based down in India, they're trying to push these anti-conversion laws because the church is growing so fast. People are seeing that Hinduism does not work and is not the truth.
You can't get enough in 30 seconds, so read the full story at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Now, when you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the book Reach Beyond by Wayne Peterson. It's new, stories of comfort, courage, and the cause of Christ, too. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Reach Beyond link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.